of years ago, my parents were zoche to purchase an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and that opened up a whole new series of shailas about how to relate to time that they spend in Eretz Yisrael. It makes my life a lot better when I go to Eretz Yisrael that I have a home to stay at that's like sort of, not exactly my own, but sort of my own, but it raises a whole bunch of shailas. So the first shaila, the first issue that was omer al perek for them, was that now that they own a place in Eretz Yisrael, they still own their home that I grew up in and live there most of the year, but now that they have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, what do they do about 2 days of Yantif? So this has become an increasingly complicated issue about how B'nai Chutz La'aretz should deal with 2 days of Yantif, and I'm not discussing that now. We've had a Temen Halach share on that, on how B'nai Chutz La'aretz should deal with 2 days of Yantif. What we're discussing today is, are they B'nai Chutz La'aretz or not? Meaning, when you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, does that change anything? Does that make you a Ben Eretz Yisrael? So, what I'm going to share with you today is an approach that Rav Asher Weiss printed in the latest volume of Yeshurun, a tshuva he wrote that was printed in the latest volume of Yeshurun. I imagine it will be forthcoming in one of his Minchas Ashers, but for now, it's in the Yeshurun journal, and I thought that his approach resonated very much with me, to the point that my parents never asked me the shaila, but someone else who's in a similar situation had asked me the shaila, and my netiyah right away was to say a very similar svara to what Rav Asher Weiss suggests. I just didn't have the guts to say it, but now that I know that Rav Asher Weiss says it, I have the guts to say you could rely on Rav Asher Weiss. So here's his approach. He starts off by telling us, there's a tshuva in the Avkas Rochel. The Avkas Rochel, of course, was written by the Beis Yosef. In Simen Chavav, he writes that B'nai Chutz La'aretz who are Ola L'Regel observe 2 days of Yantif in Eretz Yisrael, and they daven b'farhesia, and he says, v'dover ze nase me'ozu mi'kedem b'fnei gedole olam, v'ein potze pe'al mitzavtev. And that's always been the minhag. It's been done for a long, long time. No one ever argues about it. No one ever has a taina. If a ben chutz la'aretz spends yantif in Eretz Yisrael and keeps 2 days, he's fully within his rights, and he's doing the right thing, and he can daven a yantif davening on the second day. Chida writes this way in Birkei Yosef, simen tav tzadivav, the pasar shulchan, and chesar tzol, perek besif tazvav. That is the accepted practice. However, there are three different approaches that all suggest that a ben chutz la'aretz, and again, that's not really our topic, but we have to have some familiarity with it in order to get to our topic. There are three different approaches to suggest that a ben chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael does not keep 2 days of Yantif, and even though we don't accept these three different approaches, it's important to be familiar with them. One of them is the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, writes that since a Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to be Mosif, an extra day of Yantif, it would be a violation of the Isra of Baltosif. So the whole notion that you keep the Chumrei HaMakom when you travel from one place to another, that you observe the Chumras of the place that you came from and the Chumras of the place that you come to, that's when observing your Chumra is only a Chumra. But if you're going to say that, oh, I've come from Chutz La'aretz and now I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to still observe the Chumra of Chutz La'aretz of keeping 2 days, well, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not a Chumra. That's a Kula. Because it's a violation of Baltosif for B'nai Eretz Yisrael to do that. And therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, B'nai Chutz La'aretz who visit Eretz Yisrael do not keep 2 days of Yantif, because we cannot apply the rule of keeping the Chumras of the place from where you came. A similar but different svara is offered by the son of the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in She'ilas Yaivitz Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Ches, where he says that this halacha does not really depend on the minag of the place, the minag of the people of the place. Rather, it depends on the etzem hamakom itself. In Chutz La'aretz, there's 2 days of Yantif. In Eretz Yisrael, there's 1 day of Yantif, and that is it. Meaning, someone who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to visit Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, keeps 2 days. Me'ikar adin, not just because Mar Zayin, this, that. Me'ikar adin, because this minhag has nothing to do with you, it has to do with your location. And if you are located in Chutz La'aretz, it's 2 days. Located in Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. The Avnei Nezer in Or HaChaim Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Tes says something very similar as well. Now, it happens to be that there are Rishonim that say explicitly that someone who's from Chutz Laretz and visits Eretz Yisrael keeps 2 days. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ra'avon in Pesachim Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Safra le Rav Abba, kigon anan diadin bekviya diarcha biyishuv lo avinu meshinu emechlokas b'midbar man." That he says, I who happen to be familiar with the calendar. So in the yishuv, in where people live, I don't do it because I don't want to get involved in machlokas. But what about the midbar? So what exactly is he saying? What's he asking? Says the Rach and the Ravan, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ravan, that Rav Safra wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and it was pashut that in Eretz Yisrael proper, in the yishuv, he's not allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov Sheni, and his only suffix was in the midbar. So that's what he says, b'yishuv lo avinna, that I'm not going to do melacha. That's how the Rishonim understand that a ben chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael may not do malacha. However, in the Sefer Avin Shleima on the Ravan, he suggests that b'yishuv lo avinna means that lo avinna, not that I won't do malacha, I won't make a Yom Tov Sheni because I'm afraid of Baltosif like the Chacham Tzvi. But the Pashup Shad in the Ravan is like we said, that you keep 2 days of Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Tov Sadivav Sefer Aleph writes that B'nei Chutz Laretz Shabbat Laretz Yisrael, Afal Pish Daitan Lachzar, B'nei Chutz Laretz visiting Israel, even if they plan on going home, Ein Osin Ela Yom Echod, K'b'nei Eretz Yisrael. And that's why I think Chabad does like that, that they observe only 1 day of Yantif, even B'nei Chutz Laretz to visit Eretz Yisrael, because that's Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskin straight, like the Chacham Tzvi. In Kutros Achron, he quotes the Ra'avan, so even though he saw the Rishonim that disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, he still passes like the Chacham Tzvi. It wasn't because he didn't see the Rishonim, he himself quotes the Ra'avan. In the Sefer Ir HaKodesh V'Mikdash, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky writes that the Rav of Yerushalayim, of Shmuel Salant, held also that Mikra Adin, the Halacha, is like the Chacham Tzvi. Then there is a third Svara to be made, Rav Davidul Karliner, in Kuntras HaMinhagim on page 22 in Shuvas She'ilas David has a different svara to perhaps be making. Maybe the whole din of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is only because of a chashash Shema Yachzar Davar LeKulkulo, that things might go back to the way they were, and we're going to have to be Mekadesh Al Pi Ari'iyah, and therefore you're going to keep doing things the way you do them now. Meaning, why is it? We're already experts in the calendar. We know when the real day of Yantav is. So why do we still keep Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golios? Because what happens if we go back to being Mekadesh Al Pi Ari'iyah? Then we're not going to know when Yantav is, and then we're going to end up observing. We're going to end up observing 1 day when really we should be observing 2 days. But he says that whole svara doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, because even if Yachzar Adavar LeKulkulo, in Eretz Yisrael we'll still be familiar, we're still going to know which day is really Yom Tov. So as it turns out, there are 3 different ways in the Achronim to understand why one might say that a Ben Chutz Laretz should keep 1 day even in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Emdin, because it doesn't depend on the person at all, it depends on the Makom. The Chacham Tzvi, because of the Bal Tosif issue, so it's not a Chumrah of the Makom that you came from. And Rav David Karliner, that in Eretz Yisrael it was never observed 2 days of Yantif, so you don't have to worry about Shemi Yachzar Davar LeKulkulo. La Halacha, almost all the poskim are machmir about that issue. In Halacha, we don't pass like any of these 3 svaras. Mamisha ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, generally speaking, for the most part, we would assume would keep 1 day of, would keep 2 days of Yantif and not 1 day of Yantif. But that is not our Shaila. Our Shaila is, does owning an apartment make a difference? So this is a very fascinating question. How do you decide whether you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael or a Ben Chutz Laretz? I have 2 homes. I have a home in Eretz Yisrael and a home in Chutz Laretz. So what am I? Meaning, do I determine it based on which home is larger? That doesn't seem fair. That seems somewhat arbitrary. How exactly do I determine what I am? Very difficult to find Mar Makomos on this topic. But leave it to Rav Asher Weiss. In the Chuvus Maharitz Tzalon, Simen Nun Beis, he says as follows, Va'ora ni mesupak, im nasa isha achas be'eretz Yisrael, v'isha achas b'chutzala aretz. He doesn't talk about a person who has 2 homes, just he talks about a person who has 2 wives. We don't recommend this. But a person has 2 wives, one in Eretz Yisrael, one in Chutz Laretz. V'koveh di raso liyamim yamima, shana imisha zu, v'shana imisha acharas. He spends 1 year with that wife, 1 year with the other wife. Variety is the spice of life. Ukiyotzi b'zeh, I'm just joking. Don't try this at home. Ukiyotzi b'zeh, davar kavua. And he does that each and every year, switches back and forth. How do you deal with this? So he says, "Ukeis ein biyadi sefer aposkim, sefer aposkim lechapes dinze liyosi alimaderech." I'm busy. I'm traveling. I don't have poskim to look at. Lishkon kvod artenu kasher betchilu b'siyata d'shmaya. Omnam shekefi aniri says, I would think imadaver b'kviyas shanakan v'shanakan. If it's a set thing, oh, ein adaver kavua ein lecha el makom v'shaito. How do you determine where you live? Where are you right now? Umade Hashem Asher Bolo Imisha Zusha V'Chutz La'aretz Danin Le'kan She'Chutz La'aretz Umade Hashem Asher Bolo Imisha Shver Tzol Danin Le'kan She'Eretz Tzol Kivin Sh'Adavar Kavua Bilti Shinui Kach Nirli. He says, you have mamish, two homes. Where you are determines what you are. So if you are in Eretz Yisrael, in your home in Eretz Yisrael, you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael. If you are in Chutz La'aretz, you are a Ben Chutz La'aretz. And Rav Asher Weiss points out that Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet, in the end of Siman Dalet, quotes from a Griz Mintzberg from the Gedolei Yerushalayim, who asked the Imrei Emes, he wanted to be Ola Teretz Yisrael and to live some of the year in Eretz Yisrael, some of the year in Chutz La'aretz, what should he do about the Mohados? And this Griz Paskin, that someone who lives 6 months in Eretz Yisrael has the din of Eretz Yisrael when he's in Eretz Yisrael, but no less than 6 months. It's got to be at least 6 months. And this is based on the Shach in Yerodeh, Siman Reish Yud Zayin, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, where the Shach quotes from the Mabit, the Ram over there says, someone who's Nodra Ano'a, from someone who lives in a particular city. I take a Nedra, I'm not allowed to get Ano'a from a guy who lives in that city. Well, how long does he have to live in that city for? How much time does he have to spend in that city to qualify him as someone who lives in that city? So says the Mabit, quoted by the Shach, 6 months. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, quoting this Griz Mintzberg, that the same would apply here. You got to be at least 6 months in one place to be considered a ben of that place. Rav Asher Weiss thinks that is somewhat arbitrary. He says, no, Dine Nedarim are a totally separate area of halacha. By Dine Nedarim, what's the one major rule in Dine Nedarim? Everything is holchen achar loshen bnei adam. It all depends on what people refer to it as. It's not based on a reality. It's based on what someone probably meant when he said, "I won't get anah from people who live in that city." But when it comes to halachically defining what is a ben eretz yisrael versus ben chutz la'aretz, Rav Asher thinks it's strange to suggest that it should be based on 6 months. He says rov is most likely not the koveya over here. He says, when is rova koveya? Rova is koveya when you're trying to be done on kol. You're trying to say rubo kikulo. So that's where you would say rove. But once the Maritats has taught us that you could live in two places and be both a Ben Eretz Yisrael and a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and you don't have to say Rubo Kikulo, you don't have to say that Rove is everything, so then Mela, we wouldn't follow Rove. So it used to be that people would say, okay, where do you work? Where's your job? But in a global economy where people can work remotely, from just about anywhere with an internet connection, people can do their work, and people often have businesses all over the place. Hard to say that it should depend on where your job is, that should be the koveya of what you are, where you are. The Mincha Shlomer of Shom Zalman Orbach and Chelek Aleph Simni Yotes Ozayin says three regalim. If you spend all three regalim in Eretz Yisrael, then you can keep one day of Yom. If you don't spend all three regalim in Eretz Yisrael, then you're Ben Chutz La'aretz, you have to keep 2 days of Yom. L'chora, that's also somewhat arbitrary. Why should it depend on three regalim? What, I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael for regalim? Klapei regalim? A little bit difficult to understand. Either you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, or you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Why, let's say you have a person who spends 5 months, 6 months out of the year in Eretz Yisrael, but he's only there for two of the regalim. He doesn't come back Shavuos time. He comes, goes to America for the summer or something. So such a person is not a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Difficult to imagine that it should be based on three regalim. So says Rav Asher Weiss, he thinks that it really depends on where you are at the time that you, at the time of the Yom Tov, provided that you actually have a home in both places, and there is nothing tying you to one home over the other. Meaning, if a person has young children and they're in yeshiva in New York, you can't say that you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Very difficult, meaning there's a reason that you have to be in New York for 10 months out of the year, and you can't not be there. You have to be there for your children. So very, very difficult to say that one is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Or if a person, when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's a guest at a hotel. He's not. He's living like a tourist. He's not living like a person who has a home. So that's not a bed Eretz Yisrael. But a person who has a home and he has nothing tying him to one home or the other. So he may spend much more time in his home in Chutz La'aretz, but still, says Rav Asher, l'chora, that would fit into that category of someone who has the status of a ben Eretz Yisrael when in Eretz Yisrael, and a ben Chutz La'aretz when in Chutz La'aretz. And in fact, once you add in the three shitos that we started with, meaning that that there are many shitos, that those three shitos that hold Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Chacham Tzvi and Rav David Karlimer, that hold that anyway Ben Chutz La'aretz only keeps one day, even though we don't paskin that way, that's at least another sniff lahakel. And in addition, in the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Hei, when he discusses Bachrim that travel to Eretz Yisrael, that a lot of the Rabbani Yerushalayim paskin that if they plan on going back to Chutz La'aretz, they should observe Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios, and the Chidah disagreed. And he said, well, if they, these Bachrim, while in Eretz Yisrael, they meet a girl, and they, an Israeli girl, and they decide to marry her, so they'll be koveh themselves in Eretz Yisrael, that's enough. They're considered Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. And says the Chidah, since the Iker Mitzvah Yom Tov Sheni is only because of Sveika Diyoma, and it's only because of Yizar B'minagav Asechem V'yadechem, he says, with even a reason koldahu, even the tiniest reason, we could be machriya that the person has a status of Ben Eretz Yisrael. So that's the general tone that Rav Asher Weiss takes. That since you have, he thinks, a very strong svara, that what determines that I'm a ben this or a ben that? I have homes in both places. That's the strongest part of the tshuva. That's the ikr. Plus, a snif lahakel, many people hold, even a ben chutz la'aretz, keeps one day. Plus, the overall attitude is that it doesn't take a ton to say that a person should have a status of a ben Eretz Yisrael. So putting all that together, Rav Asher says that people like my parents, for example, who do live most of the year in Chutz La'aretz, aren't always there for three regalim, but go three, four times a year at least to Eretz Yisrael. And when they go, they're in their own home, they're in their own place. They're not going like tourists. And there are a lot of people like this. They would have a status of a ben Eretz Yisrael while in Eretz Yisrael, and a ben Chutz La'aretz while in Chutz La'aretz.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.